This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, glad to have you look with us on the Common Sense Show today. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Rhonda Gray is here with me, a prolific author, as is Leo Honeycutt. You can find get their links and find out both about all the books they're writing and about to write on our website at radiocommonsense.com. That's radiocommonsense.com. Hey, you guys, we're talking about a number of things here today. Rhonda, we've got a lot of listeners in Texas, and I'm an old has-been athlete. I used to do triathlons a good bit. Never did that big full Ironman, but I did a half Ironman. I've done a cross-section of sprint triathlons. There's a triathlon. I'm excited about this out in Bourne, Texas, I believe it is. And tell our listeners about this is a little different than what I'm used to. I'm used to running about 10 miles and then swimming a mile or so in the ocean and biking for 40 or 50 miles. That's what I consider a really committed triathlon.
And that's just in the morning.
That's right. when I really get warmed up. Tell us out in Bourne, Texas, their marathon, Rhonda.
Well, this is a race for Leo and me. I'm not sure that it's for you. I'm not sure it's right for you. They say that outsiders pronounce it Bourne, and the locals say Bernie. So we'll go with either one today on what it is. But it's a great town in Texas Hill Country, very popular with tourists. And they've started a fun run that says it's a cakewalk even for the lazy people. And that's really because they even serve cake. It's a point.
Whoa. They serve cake at the triathlon?
They serve everything. It's a 0.5K, which is about a third of a mile.
Or
walking 1,640 feet is what we're talking about.
That's about three telephone poles.
That's right.
So the race.
About two football fields.
Right.
Not quite two football. Fields.
The race starts, as they say, very conveniently at one local brewery, and it ends at another one exactly half a kilometer away. And if that's too long for you to walk, 0.5K, there's actually a donut and coffee station in the middle of the run.
A donut station to give you a little break from the pressure.
Which is located right next to the smoking section.
Oh, no.
Take a smoke break.
And
eat a couple of donuts.
If this is still too strenuous for you, you can pay an extra $25 and be a VIP runner, which means that they'll drive you across the finish line in a 1963 Volkswagen bus.
Oh, there you go.
Well, first of all, it's for a good cause, of course. It's for a cause called Blessings in a Backpack, which is a charity that provides food for underprivileged children over the weekend when they don't get the school lunch provided.
Right.
So it's a very good cause. Secondly, it's so popular that they had to cut off entries. They could not accept any more entries.
You were going to say it's for heart research.
It's for a good cause, definitely.
Well, that's interesting. So we got to get geared up for the Barney or the Bourne or whatever the name of the town is out there, how you pronounce it. We're not making fun of the town. I think it's pretty clever.
It's a cool town, yeah. I've been there.
You've been there?
In
the hill country?
Yes, it's very, very nice.
Did you go there for the run? I mean, the walk or the stroll or what? Oh, okay.
Leo, please. This is the first annual run. I'll have to train for next year.
Get in shape. Go buy Mary Lee's Donuts when you finish here today on the show. And go buy one of those little smoking emporiums.
It's hard work being lazy.
Well,
it's a great idea. And I can go with everything except the smoking section.
Well, and our local little columnist here, Smiley Anders, would love that kind of race.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'll put up a link to the Bourne, B-O-E-R-N-E-T. Texas, town run. I'll put that up on our website.
0.5K.
Yeah, that's right. So if you think you can make not quite two football fields, then you'll Speaking, you know, speaking of the run, I'm so excited. I've got a little nephew who's a niece. I've got a niece who is a sophomore at one of the local schools in our hometown here in Baton Rouge. Sophie Kronenberger is her name. Sophie, I want to give a shout out to you. She's only a sophomore, and she got third in the state meet, and I'm her coach. I'm her hurdles coach.
Oh.
So shout outs to Sophie for her great, and she's going to win this next
coach.
Year. She doesn't know it, but her social life has gone out the window because I'm going to put her on a strict routine of training and no more Friday and Saturday nights with your friends. We're going to start eating special smoothie shakes for breakfast.
Oh, the green smoothie. Lord. The infamous green smoothie.
In 25 years, she'll be on the couch with the therapist going, it all started with Uncle Jim.
If she had gone ahead and finished 7th or 8th, you know, I wouldn't have paid much attention. But she's a sophomore finishing 3rd. We're going to win it next year. So, Sophie, congratulations to you out there today. Interesting story in the Atlantic magazine. I read the Atlantic and read a lengthy story about, they were talking about England, but to some degree this affects us here in the United States. It said, the minute you start chatting with anyone about the state of the country, you almost feel the toxicity and the tension that comes across. And it says, particularly those living in London, it says they've lost their identity. They've lost their identity. They make the point that New York has always been a cosmopolitan town with lots of immigrants in it. And you know, that's a way of life in New York. That's how it's been.
Yeah, Ellis Island.
In London, it's never been that way. It's all been the Brits, the taxis. Everything has been so tied to the British flow. And now about 40% of all the residents of London are immigrants that have come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up with this whole thing about tension. We just have lost our England. We don't have our England anymore. And when I read it, and I love England. It's kind of my second home. I'm Scottish by birth and ancestry, and I went to Cambridge in England as part of my education.
Don't you were a Rhodes Scholar?
No, I was a Cambridge Scholar.
Oh.
Every king of England that has ever sat on the throne has gone to Cambridge, and a number of the world's major discoveries have been taking place at Cambridge. Oxford gets all the attention, but Oxford's not anywhere close. It's an industrial town, and we look down on those.
Bill Clinton went there, and a few other people. So
we look down on those Oxonians, but it brings home the question I kind of threw out there earlier. And Ronna, you're from a small town in Mississippi, and Leo, you're from a small town in the northern part of the state, So we've grown up with an identity of family and friends that we know. Often we all go to the same church. There may be one other choice of churches that you go to. We go on Friday night to the high school football games. There is normally, I know up and down the river where I live, there is a Jewish contingent of businessmen, but mostly it's a Christian orientation. And people are very comfortable in that world in their lives. And they've raised their children. They found happiness. And they're maybe thinking very retiring, life is going on, and then when you see some of the challenges for them, I'm not saying they're problems, I'm saying they're challenges involving a number of immigrants coming into their community. Many immigrants from the Middle East, say, of a whole different religion, a whole different culture, a whole different language. It causes concern, and I think there are some folks who are not racist, who are fairly reasonable people, that have this concern, and a lot of that feeds into the whole Trump flow. You know, there's a diehard group of supporters for Trump that are hardcore Republican and more right-wing and that kind of thing. But there's some more moderate folks who had some problems with the Democrats, with Clinton, and that voted for Trump. They're probably disappointed right now, I would think. But there's a real turmoil going on internally and within communities all over America. And I thought that when I saw what we're talking about in England. And I just share that. So, Nathan says we got to take a break. I want to continue this discussion. I want you to pick up on this when we come back.
Get us in trouble, would you?
Yeah.
That's right. Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. We'll pick up on this theme. Are those people good, decent Americans? Should they be that concerned? We'll talk about it. I want to get your opinion on it here when we come on back. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll come right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals?
Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun?
That's right, Cajun.
But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, our website is RadioCommonSense.com. Here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. And I want to talk a little bit about something we started. Before the break, I was raising the question about a lot of basic Americans who maybe aren't conservative, but like their way of life. And all of a sudden, all over the country, with huge immigration changes, their way of life is changing. Now, that, if you go back in history, that's often been the case of changes taking in ways of life. But is it reasonable for someone living up in Macomb, Mississippi, or up in Oak Grove, Louisiana, Leo, where you're from, to have some concerns about the disruption in their lives? Give us a comment on that, Rana.
Well, Jim, you were making a very good point about the people in England and how they're feeling. I actually just got back from England about 2 weeks ago.
For our book tour for your book, From Nature Evil, which is on our website at radiocommonsense.com.
And I have to tell you, I was shocked to hear this from so many people just in casual conversation. Two taxi drivers in particular, you know, when we talk about what we'd heard about Brexit and we had any opinions mm-hmm. on it, and I was like nervous to comment on it even. I said, I don't have any early opinions on it because, you know, that's an issue over here, but I do think the immigration issue fueled that. We've had a little bit of that in the United States. And then they just opened up, the first taxi driver telling me that his children were the only people in their school who spoke English. And he said our entire neighborhood has changed with immigration. Again, like Jim was saying, he didn't have anything against the immigrants, but he wanted to preserve the English lifestyle for his children to enjoy and grow up. Then we go up to Coventry, England, in a different area.
Which is north of London.
Right. We're driving through the countryside, and the driver says, "You see this small town we're going through here? It's entirely immigrant now." And he said, when I was growing up, he described it, what kind of town it was. And now he said, you know, the immigrants have some trouble assimilating also, and they'll tend to move into a community and bring other family members and live together. And what happens is the entire town becomes immigrants. And the other people start feeling like it's not their town anymore. It's a very difficult issue. It's very complicated. Language barriers feed into it. Religious differences feed into it. But I actually could not believe how many Englishmen brought this subject up. And very anxious about it.
There's in this article I just quoted you here in the Atlantic, a writer says, who spent a good bit of time in London, says, in a little less than a week in London, I've yet to buy anything from someone English. Been there for a week, done all kinds of shopping. I've not bought one thing because there's no merchants who are English anymore.
All of the shopkeepers in London were Middle Eastern. I agree with that.
Well, we're seeing a lot of that on the street corners here as well. So the question really is, I think what you're asking, Jim, is does an immigrant need to amalgamate into the culture they move into? Or are they supposed to bring their culture with them and force a change wherever they land?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Well, I think initially with immigration, there was amalgamating into the culture. There was blending in to some degree in smaller communities. But in New York, you know, if you go back to the pre-1900, you had Little Sicily and you had Chinatown. You know, often immigrants would graduate, would come into their part of town. You've seen the Italian flow in a number of communities where there is unity. But the Italians the Chinese were kind of off to themselves, and everybody loved to eat their food. And Italians, they were Christians, so they were a little different, but still there was a relationship. But now you have Middle Eastern people, many Muslims who are coming on in large numbers. And as you say, not staying, being in a part of New York City, but taking over an entire community, as you just pointed out, in London, which is very difficult for locals to deal with.
Well, in London, too, now has a Muslim mayor.
Right.
And it shocked a lot of people at the time, but it shows that there is an organizing effort that's quite efficient.
Is that, of course, we could go back and change about how the Roman Empire blended in to the Celtics took over the empire and then gravitated into England. And, I mean, in the history of the world, there's been that blending in many, many instances. On the other hand, you go to Spain, it still seems to be pretty much Spanish if you go to Spain today. I don't know what kind of immigration is there. In southern Italy, there's a huge immigration, but not so much in northern Italy. And so
you're right. It's not happening everywhere. London being sort of the almost a financial center for the world, really, has attracted far more probably immigrants than some other countries have. But you can definitely see the immigrant influence in London and hear it on the lips of the English people, very anxious about what's happening to their city.
So they're not, I'm taking from what you're saying, they're not anxious in a good way. They're anxious that they're afraid of what's going to happen.
They're a little nostalgic for, you know, the English traditions. One thing I noticed, you know, everybody wants to go to a traditional English pub and you want to go eat that kind of food and all. Mm-hmm. So what's happened is probably the largest brewery over there has bought up all of them, put the sort of front on it like you remember an English pub looking like, mm-hmm. at the exact same menu in every one of them. And they're now stick out on the street because they're a little overdone in the, like Disney World, you know, capturing look of the.
So they're tourist traps now?
They're total tourist traps.
Oh.
Total tourist. You have to look really hard and get out into the countryside and some smaller towns. But in London, like, oh, you want a pub? You know, there's this one, there's this one, there's this one. They're all over London, but they have different names. But they look the same. If you go look at the menu, they're exactly the same.
So and corporates have taken over the
pubs. Yeah, they're all licensed by the breweries so that they, you know, serve that kind of.
Well, there goes one reason why I guess I won't go again.
Well, I just make that point about the changes coming in. We're seeing that, and I guess the thing that's difficult in these areas are if there's an unknown quantity. Now, you see Hispanics coming in all over America. I mean, I know John Stewart said it right. Said, well, you know, you want to find the illegal immigrants. Says, well, you don't have to look too far. Just look who's putting the roof on your house, who's walking your baby down the street, who's mowing the grass. And so we've always had a huge influx here. And I say that here. We've got listeners up in Statesville, North Carolina, close to Statesville. Our family's had a home for years up in Linville, Grandfather Mountain. And when I was up there recently, this has been a change. Virtually every employee there is on the golf courses up that way. And so, in any event, I just shared that with you and shared the changes. And I want to come back and now relate that to Donald Trump when we come back to this break.
That's what all roads lead to Donald Trump.
All roads lead to Trump. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. And we're going to talk about this a little more. So freshen up your coffee and hang on with us. We'll come back to talk some more on the Common Sense Show.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome back to our radio show. RadioCommonSense.com is our website. RadioCommonSense.com.
From the University of Thinkology.
Well, don't. That's right. That's right. And boy, the university
is
buzzing.
Forget Cambridge.
The university is buzzing here this morning. Buzzing here this morning with Leo Honeycutt and Rhonda Gray, both distinguished authors. You can see their websites on our website.
Did he say extinguished authors? Distinguished. I'm sorry.
RadioCommonSense.com. We were talking about, talking about life not being like in London, you know, you talk about those pubs. Had a great pub in Cambridge, right on the edge of Cambridge University when I was there. And what I would do is you'd sneak out at night. You had to wear...
You?
Yeah. Every college, you don't go to Cambridge or to Oxford. You apply to a particular college at Cambridge or Oxford. And so I was at a college called St. Catherine's College, and after they'd shut us in at 10 o'clock at night, lock all the doors, I'd sneak out the window. You'd have to wear your robe because otherwise, to identify what school you were from, you wear this robe. Well, I'd wear the robe to get off campus, because sometimes you could have a reason being on campus late at night. Then I'd take the robe off and hide it behind the bushes, and I'd go to the local pub.
Have you told your grandchildren this story?
Oh, never. I hope they never hear this. I hope they don't listen to Radio Common Sense.
Well, hide it. But don't put it on the radio, whatever you do.
Didn't have any money. I'd go into the local pub, but I'd shoot for darts. I was a good dart thrower back then. And a number of the Brits in the pubs had had a little too much to drink, and they couldn't focus very well. And I'd challenge someone to darts for beer, and I'd win the darts, and that's how I'd pay for my beer and for my mutton stew, as you said, the traditional stuff that they would serve there. And I don't eat lamb. And the reason not is because lamb is the cheapest, is very prevalent in England. You know, the sheep are raised everywhere. And when I went to the little village square, the cheapest thing on the menu was a little mutton stew, or shepherd's pie, they would call it. Mm-hmm. And I'd get it for, I don't know, 10 pence or whatever it was. It was virtually nothing. And I ate that every day because it's the cheapest thing on the menu. So I've completely burned out of shepherd's pie, mutton stew, and lamb. Anyway, that's how I paid for my money. Well, I don't know if that pub is there anymore, Ron. It's probably
It's branded now.
Yeah, the branded pub you're talking about.
Exactly. Did you ever have any figgy pudding? I always wanted to have figgy pudding. Is there a figgy pudding?
There's a figgy pudding, yes.
It is.
Yeah. It's kind of a holiday thing.
That's right.
Christmas and all that.
That's right, definitely.
Bring me some figgy pudding. Yeah.
Let's bring it home then about all this local feel. I would make the case, and many others have made the case, that of course this whole feeling of wanting to protect your way of life played into the Donald Trump scenario of making America great again.
Right.
And there were diehards that were supporting Trump, and you know, that would stand in the rallies and shout, "Lock her up, lock her up." But you also had some decent, average, middle American types who said, well, things are changing. I do want to make America great again. Took a chance on Trump. Have those people been disappointed with the president? And often the reaction is, of course, look at all the controversy. I guess my question is, how much is that is getting through? You take a look at what these people said in this poll of being turned off by politics. I have a daughter that does some work with Facebook, and she tells me that two-thirds of everybody, now there's 2.5 billion people on Facebook. Two-thirds of all those people only get their news off of Facebook. They don't read a newspaper. They don't watch television. So I'm just wondering what effect all of that feeling of Make America Great Again has had with all of Trump's problems have come to bear. Are people that tuned into it? Are they saying, look, we may have peace in the world with Korea. The economy is doing great. The unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in 30 years. What is everybody getting upset about? You follow me? Is there an argument to be made by those folks?
His poll numbers have come back up from being pretty low in the past couple of months. They've come back up, you know, to around 40%, which is still not good for an incumbent president, but they are up, which pollsters say has happened before in cases like Nixon, when things seem to be going worse legally for a president. There's a certain rallying around him mm-hmm. by people in the country. So, you know, I think the polls reflect whatever's happening on any given week with people. And they're just going to go up and down until he doesn't have any opposition now. At some point, he's going to have someone running against him. People are going to have to make a decision. Do I like that person better than him, or am I happy with the way, as Jim says, things are going?
Well, and now we circle back around to what you brought up in the beginning of the show about the poll and about how two-thirds of the people now don't like either party, and they're turned off by the pettiness of the politics that we have endured now for the last several years. We're just tired of it, and I think a lot of people are just tuning out. You know, the poll numbers may be back up for the president, but by and large, most people are saying, I realize I've got a life to live, and what they do in Washington does affect me, but I just can't get high blood pressure because of it.
But I guess my point is then, could you make an argument that basically that helps Donald Trump, though, that tuning out, you see, mm-hmm. his diehards will be there for him. Article here in the Boston Globe this week, Trump is losing at home with all the investigations, the controversy, but he's winning abroad. That, you know, he's looked on, hey, he stood up to the Chinese, and now the Chinese are kind of backing down on the tariffs. He stood up to the North Koreans, now all of a sudden the North Koreans are getting together with the South Koreans, and so if they're tuning out over the internal controversy, but saying that he's doing pretty good abroad, maybe that's there's a method to his madness. Maybe that plays into the whole Trump
scenario. We can only hope.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a method to his madness, but I hear what you're saying that on the
people really care about Stormy Daniels, I guess. I mean, it's Stormy's Saturday Night Live, all Stormy Daniels, and interesting, we're broadcasting from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, about a mile from where Stormy Daniels
went
to high school.
We're not that. We're a half a mile. We're half a click, the folks in Texas are going to not run that thing.
Fun
run. So we're as close to them as where Stormy Daniels
went to high school, right?
She performed.
Local girl makes good.
We're practically next door to where she used to perform.
That's right. We are.
But your question, Jim, is a good one. Will his base, or your point is a good one, will his base be there for him when he's not on the ballot? in the midterm elections, will he be able to rally his base to support those who are? Will they like his people?
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been the case so far. So will they like his endorsed candidates as much as they like him?
But have we become so polarized we just can't be Americans anymore? Why can't we just be Americans? I mean, why can't we, you know, like seek to get along? Our whole nation is supposed to be the melting pot.
Right.
Well, to me, it would seem to be that the different strands of a rope make it stronger. So why can't we pull together like that instead of doing what we're doing right now, which is pulling apart?
But Leo, have we ever look? We couldn't get together in the 1860s, and we split this country apart in a horrible way.
Well, understand that was a lot of rhetoric on the social media at the time, which were editorial writers, north and south, who were throwing down the gauntlets and daring each other.
And aren't they doing that today?
And they're doing that today.
Social media's doing that
today.
That's
true. And in fact, we've talked about this on the show before, but in 1828, I think it was, Britain ended slavery not with a single shot. They did it legislatively, and it went away.
Well, virtually every other country in the world that had slavery did it that way.
That's right, but not us. We had to kill 700,000 people.
That's right, which would be something like 10 million people a day. What would you think if under George Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, if 10 million Americans killed each other? I mean, it seems completely absurd.
And what's really frightening is Carl Bernstein, the Watergate reporter, said, we are in a cold civil war. That's what we're in, a cold civil war.
Right now. So, well, it's a very trying time, and we hope you're focused on it. We hope you're enjoying our talking about it. Jim Brown here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Having a full weekend to talk and much, many more issues to talk about. So give us a little time here to freshen up our coffee, and we'll be right back with you to make a lot more common sense. Stay with us, folks. We're enjoying having you today.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Glad you're joining us. Our website is RadioCommonSense.com. Hope you're having a good weekend. We sure are here. I'm here with Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt, both prominent authors throughout the country. You can find all about them on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. There's a link to their particular sites. And we're talking about the whole state of the country, kind of a special Common Sense show today. We're talking about middle America, average Americans, their response to what's going on both nationally and internationally. And so I want to bring this up too about the changes, Leo, because it all plays into this focus of all the change in the 60s and 70s and 80s. There were struggles within civil rights and within race problems that's been consistent. But besides that, things were pretty much the same in terms of how we responded, how we lived our lives, how we got along with each other. But it's changed in so many ways now, and there's been several recent articles about the coarseness of our language. The fact that, David Oritz, the big star of the Boston Red Sox, when the Boston Marathon took place, he jumped up and on national television used the F word, saying, this is how we're going to save this town. He was doing it in a positive way, but you go and use all the swearing that takes place. The swearing, I went last night. I mentioned earlier that my young grandnephew did very well in the state 300 meter race for the state championships last night. I was there at LSU Stadium to watch her, and I was listening to the kids as I was walking along. I heard from 15-year-olds and 16-year-old girls the F-bomb on 15 different occasions, 20 different occasions.
Well, did Uncle Jim say anything to them?
Well, they were walking by me, and I was walking by them. And
so you're eavesdropping on their conversation?
No, I was just here. It was just, you could hear it all over the place. You know, I'm just saying the whole flow of language has changed to where we're so rough in language. There's no understanding. And in front of elderly folks, whatever, the four-letter words that are used, the coarseness in our language has almost changed the whole flow of what we're doing and our public discourse, what we can say on television. Of course, the movies, I understand that on cable, as something you paid for, you can cut that off, or you choose to go to the movies, and there's a looseness there. But in our everyday lives...
This problem has been building for quite a while, and I actually chronicle a part of it in the Skip Bourbon book that's going to be coming out this summer about the famed LSU coach and how people went from civility, even in the stands at not just Tiger Stadium, but also at the baseball field, Alex Box, and how they had to be, there had to be some plainclothesmen brought in to try to reel that back because they were yelling at the players. And they were using offensive language, which, I mean, think about it. You've got families in these stadiums. And if you get somebody who's the least bit tanked up a little bit on some alcohol, they think they can say anything that they want to around all other people. Well, Skip Bourbon and a few other people said, no, you can't. If you can't practice some restraint, we will restrain you.
Well, in an article I just see here right now, it says a flood of profanity pollutes our public square, and we seem to have it growing more and more, whether it be in the media, whether it be in entertainment. But as you said, Leo, I agree with you. I've gone to sporting events where some guy will have a couple of beers and just start coming out with swear words. You're there with kids, you know, young kids, the parents taking their kid. Well, does a dad want to get, you know, does a 60-year-old dad with his three little daughters there want to get into a fist fight with the loud mouth in back of him, and so I hear it in well educated people in small gatherings. You know, at
the President of the United States.
You what?
The President of the United States.
Well, okay. Well, that's exactly right. Which you can argue sets the tone, sets the whole tone of how we talk and how we act.
And you know something? A few years ago, we were at several. It was at the old Yankee Stadium, and me and the whole family are up there with several friends, and we're way up in the nosebleed seats because I'm cheap. No, it's because it's only tickets we can get. But we're up there, and you got some of these guys from Bronx who are, you know, and they've already had about 8 beers, and so they get to yell and they get to using the F word and everything else. And a lot of people, you know, are looking around like, okay, guys, that's enough. You need to calm it down. And a couple of cops came up there and said, you will shut up or you will leave.
Good. Good.
Well, the other place I see it still, they still hold the line, is on network television. I watch the Stephen Colbert show, and I'm amazed at how many things on a late-night TV show get bleeped out still and are blurred. If you show, he'll sometimes be showing something, and he goes, I just have this feeling CBS is going to blur this, even though I'm not really showing anything, you know, bad. But network television is kind of holding the line on all that.
Well, good for them. Good for them, really.
The actor David Duchovny has a book that the title is Bucky Effing Dent. And he holds the record on television during the Colbert interviews. He was bleeped 32 times just trying to say the name.
You know, that's not a record I could be proud of.
Right.
What is he trying to prove? What is he trying to show?
It's the shock factor. We're talking about him right now.
To get talked about, right.
Yeah, that's it.
And it works to a certain extent.
It works.
And as I say, then our young kids picking up this language, which gets into all kinds of issues. It gets into public schools and parents saying that, look, I want to be directly involved in my kids' education. I want a charter school where I can hopefully be on the board and where we don't allow this kind of thing. Because in the public school where my little child goes, she comes home and brings off this terrible language she's picking up from other kids. And I don't want that anymore. I'm sick of that. And therefore, I want, and I can't afford to send my kid to a private school. But if some of his parents can get together and form a charter school, that's what I want to do because I want to protect my child. You can't blame a mother or dad for feeling that way. But it goes into the whole flow of where public dollars go, public or private. And so it goes beyond just someone using the F-bomb or something like that. It goes into the whole flow of public policy and how our tax dollars are being spent. So
I had a grandparent one time who warned me about this and said, whatever comes out of your mouth is coming out of your heart.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. And I guess as I get older, sometimes I'll kind of talk a little rough to myself, or maybe to one of my buddies or something. Well, not really to my buddies, mostly to myself. I guess I'm pretty rough on myself, but I really, and I guess I'm old school. I'm a little older, as most of our listeners know. I've talked about it last week on the show. I had a birthday last week. Man, I broke the 50 barrier. Almost
Boy,
twice.
Did you?
I break it.
You shattered it.
I roared through that 50 barrier.
I kind of remember when he did, too.
By about 28 years added on, all in just a matter of split seconds. But as you get older, I'll grumble and moan and bitch to myself a good bit. But maybe I'm just old school. I don't think I'm old school, though. I think there's just a degree of semblance, degree of common sense that you ought to use in dealing with people. And we seem to have gotten away from that more and more.
Civility, just being civil. That's why they call it civilization.
Right.
Well, I wonder if that's the case. I haven't read about this, but is that the case worldwide? In are four letter words or that kind of really rough slang used in Buenos Aires? Is it used that way in Dubai? In Shanghai? I just wonder.
You'd probably be imprisoned in some of those places for saying those words. I do think in going back to England, those British comedians are pretty rough language. So I do think it's happening in places like London. But some of the countries you're talking about, no, I don't think so at all.
That's why I so admire the comedians of the past, the Bob Hopes and everybody else who were able to make us laugh.
Get
a laugh without it, without it being potty mouth.
Right.
And nowadays it just seems like so many of the comedians rely on stupid bathroom. I was watching Family Feud the other day, and I watch it from time to time just because it follows the news here. And it was like every question, everything they talked about had something to do with sex. Everything.
Well, you talked about the comedians. I take Sirius Radio, listen to Sirius Radio in my car for music, and there's about seven comedy stations, and only one is more. I say it's family oriented. It's adult comedy, but there's no off color stuff there. There's one. The other six all are very profane.
Vulgar.
Very vulgar. So six, seven.
But Jim listens for the music. He knows how many comedy channels there are, but he listens for the music.
I do.
Like you read Playboy for the Oracle.
Channels 82 is the symphony, 81 is
opera.
Opera. Got those down here. RadioCommonSense.com. We still got a segment to go. Hope you'll stay with us. Rhonda Gray is here and Leo Honeycutt joining me. Find out about those folks on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. We're having fun here today. Hope you are too. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Hey, freshen up your coffee and we'll come right on back with you for one more segment.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.